The Thing is still at large in Trimble County, Kentucky, but it's believed to have been flushed out of the Kidwell Pike area northwest of Bedford and moved into a section 5 to 6 miles southwest of Milton. According to a report today from Trimble County, the alleged beast has at last resorted to killing livestock. So begins an article that ran in the Madison Courier on June 14, 1962. Throughout the month, something stalked the thick woods of Trimble County, Kentucky, leading to a local panic, a national sensation, and a massive hunt by police. Something that might still be out there today. On this episode of A Dark and Bloody Ground, not a dog, or a panther, or a bear. Welcome back to A Dark and Bloody Ground, a podcast about the folklore, the paranormal, and the true crime stories of the Ohio River Valley. I'm your host, Bruce, broadcasting from the Craig Graeming Memorial Studio somewhere deep within the haunted Ohio Valley. Before we get started, if you like what you hear, go leave a rating and review wherever you found the show, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so forth, anywhere you may find quality podcasts. And if you have a story you'd like to share, a question, or a comment, you can email the show at darkandbloodypodcast@gmail.com. On this episode, we travel back to 1960s Kentucky. Trimble County, about 50 miles outside of Louisville along the Ohio River, is the kind of place you travel to when you're going somewhere else. It's tiny in both terms of size and population. It's in the bottom ranking of geographic size among the counties of Kentucky, and it has a population of only 8,000 today. Back in the 1960s, it was around 6,000. There isn't much in the county of note, except for a giant coal-fired power plant, which is considered one of the most polluting in the country. There was a ranking that came out recently of the top 100 most polluting plants in the country, and it was 46th. What the county does have is a lot of farmland and dense woods covering tall, rolling hills. It's a perfect place for an animal, most specifically a predator, to hide and hunt. Now, as I tell this story and read the newspaper reports, your mind is going to go a particular place. You'll immediately have a name for the so-called Thing of Trimble County. But it's worth noting that this story took place before terms like Bigfoot and Sasquatch were part of our national language. The incidents in Trimble County take place about 5 years before the infamous Patterson-Gimlin film was made public, and are 8 years removed from the 1970s Bigfoot craze that really ingrained the creature into our popular imagination. So it's interesting to see how the witnesses used the language available to them to describe this creature. The first report of the creature came on June 3rd, when a farmer named Owen Powell caught it in his hog pen. He described it as not quite a dog, or a panther, or a bear. Whatever it was tall, covered in dark hair, walked on two legs, and had arms that reached down below its knees. Powell set his German Shepherd and Collie on the beast, and though they were able to drive it off his property, the dogs were mauled in return. Fortunately, they did survive their injuries. A few days later, farmer Silas McKinney found one of his calves dead, its head beat in. Something had snatched the poor animal from its enclosure without opening the gate and dropped it about 15 feet away. Though McKinney did not see the culprit, there were what appeared to be claw marks on his barn, along with a few strands of some black hair. Soon, there were numerous sightings along Kidwell Pike outside of Bedford. Often, the beast was seen harassing livestock. There were apparently even reports that it was coming up to homes and peering in windows. A young man named Thomas Shea got perhaps the best look at the creature, though his curiosity was probably stronger than his common sense. Quote, "I seen something standing on the side of the road. I thought somebody was hitchhiking at first. This thing was covered in hair. It had to stand at least 7.5 feet. It was walking, and I got out of the car, got a flashlight. I followed it into a field, and as I was following, it turned on me and growled. I stopped dead in my tracks and said, What am I doing here? On June 13th, a footprint attributed to the beast was found. It was about the size of a human hand and had four stubby toe prints. A zoologist from nearby Hanover College in Indiana, a Dr. J. Daniel Webster, examined the print and concluded it probably belonged to a Great Dane. However, he did not believe that, given the type of injuries to the livestock, that a dog was responsible for the killings. Newspaper reports of the sightings were soon picked up by the Associated Press, and they were run throughout the country. Sightseers came from all over the country to Trimble County, hoping to see a glimpse of the monster or maybe even to catch it. They were all converging on the county just as the sheriff, Curtis Klim, was organizing a manhunt for the beast. He had procured what were described as vicious dogs for the hunting party and had to make an announcement that people should stay clear of the woods, lest they be attacked by these dogs. So I guess they were just letting these vicious dogs run loose. On June 16th, the Madison Courier ran the following story about the elaborate hunt. Trimble County Sheriff to lead search for beast. Police dogs, helicopter, posse to be used in animal hunt today. There are some animals still loose in the northwest part of Trimble County, be it a gorilla, bear, lion, or large dog. No one seems to know for sure, but many are sure something is there that doesn't belong, and they want it eliminated. With this thought uppermost in mind, Sheriff Curtis Klim is leading an extensive search later Saturday for the quote-unquote thing, as Trimble County people seem to refer to it. We'd like to get it alive if possible, or dead if necessary, but we want to make sure he's removed or run out of the area, the sheriff said today. These people are scared, and they want action, he added. So a large number of men, equipped with keen eyesight and rifles powerful enough to drop almost any kind of beast that would prowl this area, will set out sometime later today to see if the trail of the beast can be found and if it can be captured or killed. A helicopter overhead will aid greatly in following the animal at high speed should it be flushed out from the dense overgrowth. A gang of seven highly trained vicious police dogs will also accompany the hunt. They will be brought in by a special dog trainer from Louisville, who offered the services of his dogs when he first saw the reports of the beast in his newspaper. Many people seem skeptical and wonder why it isn't seen more than it is, but others point out that the ground being roamed by the beast is wild territory, and that it could be hiding in deep caves protected by large rocks, or could be nested in dense thickets. Sighting reports continue to be turned in to Sheriff Klim. The latest story comes from Mrs. Daryl Corley, who lives on the Kidwell Pike. She said that sightings of a beast were not a new thing to the members of her family. She said that about 3 years ago, some type of animal would lurk in the weeds and high grass and thump along after her children when they went for the cows. It made all sorts of weird noises, she said. About this time, the Corley family was raising a garden containing melons. We'd never get a whole melon before that animal or whatever it was would get into it. It looked like a human hand had scraped out the heart of each melon, she said. One time, my daughter Mary went to the garden and, looking up, saw a black thing that looked like a small monkey or a chimpanzee standing in a corn row. As other children were coming, she looked first to the kids and then back to the spot, and the beast had disappeared, she said. Later that year, similar reports came from Patton's Creek, only a few miles from the Corley place. Most common among the sighting reports of the beast are stories that it looks like a chimpanzee or gorilla. Up to the present time, there are still no further reports of either personal injuries or animals being killed since the early reports of the death of a calf. But the sighting reports continue, as do reports that dogs return to farms with every indication of having been in a vicious fight. Sheriff Klim hopes the hunt today brings good news that the beast is no more, and that Trimble County residents can go back to living a normal, safe life.
The hunt was not successful. Because if it was, either we wouldn't be having this conversation because it was found to be some mundane animal, or we'd all know about the existence of Bigfoot by now. And on June 18th, the Madison Courier ran another article revealing the full extent of the thing's rampage.
The thing eludes hunt and Trimble. Farmer reports 3 sheep killed, dog slashed. No trace is found. The quote-unquote thing is still at large in Trimble County, Kentucky, but it is believed to have been flushed out of the Kidwell Pike area northwest of Bedford and moved into a section 5 to 6 miles southwest of Milton. According to a report today from Trimble County, the alleged beast has at last resorted to killing livestock.
Trimble County Sheriff Curtis Klim said he didn't know what the next step would be following a 5.5-hour unsuccessful search for the mysterious animal Saturday night. The sheriff's party combed the Kidwell Pike area Saturday from about 7 p.m. until after 12:30 o'clock yesterday morning. It is believed their quarry was flushed out of this section of the county as the result of activities by hunters, and a sharp increase of automobile traffic at night with accompanying headlight glare. During the weekend, the sheriff was told that a beagle hound owned by Earl Grant, who resides at the foot of Craig Creek Hill, was found dead with its throat ripped and other cuts on its body. Lester McDowell, a resident of the same neighborhood, reported three of his lambs had been killed since Wednesday. His son Lawrence told a Courier reporter that two of the lambs had ripped throats, heads crushed, and all blood drained from their bodies. A fourth had been found injured, but was still alive. One of the animals was found Thursday, another Friday, and the third Saturday, and the fourth yesterday. An attack by dogs was discounted due to the manner in which the lambs had been killed. The lamb incident occurred at a point about 5 miles east of where the thing had been allegedly seen last week, which led to the belief that it had moved out of its former place of concealment. McDowell had not reported his losses earlier because he has no telephone and had no occasion to make a trip into town until Saturday.
And that's where it ends. There's no follow-up in the Madison Courier or any other paper that I can find. I'm not saying there's not one out there. I'm just saying I've not been able to find it. Most of the literature on Bigfoot or cryptid sightings is scant on details about this case, and they give you just a brief overview, much briefer than what I just gave you. In fact, I have a book about Bigfoot sightings in Kentucky, and this case is not even mentioned. And if I'm being completely honest here, I had never heard of this case until I was preparing for this episode. I wanted to talk about another case altogether and just happened to come across this. Because despite how dramatic these sightings were, they're overshadowed in books on the paranormal and cryptids and Bigfoot sightings by another Trimble County monster, the so-called Milton Lizard. In the summer of 1975, two brothers saw a giant lizard in their junkyard on three different occasions. That's it. That's the entire story. One brother even felt it was just a monitor lizard that had hitched a ride on a car delivered to the junkyard from the southwest. And his descriptions of the lizard do match that of a monitor. But for some reason, cryptozoologists and folklorists focus on this Milton lizard. If you do a Google search for the Trimble County monster or cryptid, the Milton Lizard is what comes up first. The stories about the thing of 1962 are much further down the search results. I don't know why this is. It could be that, despite the hunts of this nature were actually pretty common in the 1960s and 70s. And there are actually a few examples of monster hunts throughout the Ohio Valley. In fact, at the same time that Sheriff Klim was hunting for this creature along the Kidwell Pike, residents of another town in Kentucky were hunting a giant snake. Whether the monster calmed down or finally got its fill of killing livestock or just moved on to a more hospitable hunting ground, that wasn't the end of Bigfoot encounters in Trimble County. The Kentucky Bigfoot Research Organization lists at least 4 Bigfoot sightings in Trimble County between 2011 and 2012, including this creepy encounter. On April 12, 2012, I was contacted by a homeowner in Bedford, Kentucky. The homeowner, Rick, stated to me that around 5 a.m. in the morning, he had heard what sounded like a howl and heard something walking around the home. It was loud enough to wake him up. Rick also stated he opened the back door and could smell a foul odor. At 6 a.m., Rick went outside to check his home, at which time he found a large set of footprints. The footprints measured 14.5 inches long, 5.5 inches wide, with a stride of 54 inches, which puts this creature's height at around 7.5 feet. It appeared to be traveling northeast to southwest. After investigating the path traveled, it came upon the home and appeared to walk around said home and peer into the windows. After talking to the witness and examining the evidence, I believe Rick did indeed have an encounter. Follow-up on April 13, 2012. At approximately 4 a.m., I received a phone call from Rick, at which time he sounded upset. Rick then stated that it's back and had just walked across his back deck. Rick stated it walked up to the back deck and crossed in two loud steps and played with the door. This encounter was investigated by Thomas Shea, whose own 1962 encounter set him on a lifelong quest to find proof of Bigfoot's existence. He's still investigating today, 57 years later. Though he claims to have found dozens of footprints, definitive proof has remained elusive, much like it was for Sheriff Klim and others searching for the monster in 1962. Such is the plight of the Bigfoot hunter.